Bach's Suite of Dances here on Kansas Public Radio, the Miller Brass Ensemble. Good morning. I am Destiny. Hope you're all doing well. I thought we would kick off our midweek morning with a little Bach because Bach is awesome. I told you that I would have a sweet morning of music for you. Get it? Suite of Dances. I have another suite of dances by a different composer coming up in about 20 minutes. Gossick. It's really nice. And I've got a really sweet violin, sonata coming right up. It's like, I know, as bad as the bee puns last week. Thank you for forgiving me in advance. On this day in 1781, one of my favorite violin sonatas by Mozart premiered, and I could not pass up the opportunity to share it with you on the radio. I've got a recording here of Isaac Stern on the violin with Yefim Bronfman on piano. I hope you enjoy it, now on Kansas Public Radio. That always ends so daintily that it catches me off guard here on KPR, Mozart's violin sonata that premiered on this day in 1781. A very sweet and dainty, I find dainty to be a good word for it. Isaac Stern and Yefim Bronfman, violin and piano. You know what I love about Mozart is he wrote a lot of opera, and you can even hear those varying characters in his music that he writes, especially for the violin. You know, there's the very dramatic character that bursts on stage, and then the sweet one. It's quite nice. Speaking of sweets, I've got another suite coming up for you of dances here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. And support for classical music on KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More info about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu. All right, François Joseph Gossec, his Suite of Dances right now. This will be another sweet listen with the Orchestra of Brittany on KPR. Gossec's Suite of Dances here on KPR, Stefan Sanderling and the Orchestra of Brittany. Lovely dances indeed. Another kind of dance is a polka, and I always like to sneak something fun into my hours when I can, and I've got just enough time for you to play this set of Swedish polka songs. We'll actually have a Swedish spring song next hour. This is by Isidor Danström. Swedish polka songs played by Kylie DeZappo on flute and A. Matthew Mazzoni on piano. I think I had a tarantella from them a couple of weeks ago by Rossini, maybe. Anyhow, let's listen to this. I think it's going to be quite nice. On KPR. Lovely. Swedish polka songs here on KPR by Isidor Danström. That was Kylie DeZappo on flute and A. Matthew Mazzoni on piano. Love it. I've got next hour a Swedish spring song, Beautiful May, Welcome, because May is just around the corner, if you can believe it, and it's actually a recording by local artists, the William Baker Festival Singers. That'll be nice, and something, speaking of local artists, by a composer that you can hear this weekend at the Topeka Symphony. That's right, they've got a concert this weekend. Make sure you check it out. It's Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Just go to their website, Topeka Symphony. You can find out all the information. I am Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this hour. It looks like it's about 62 degrees in Lawrence. It's sort of windy out there. Let's see what the weather is in Topeka. 62, 63, 62, 61. Everyone is in the lower 60s. Hey, when the sun is shining. That is good. It is a little windy, though. Looks like we might be having some rain and thunderstorms moving in over the weekend. We shall see, though. The weekend is just around the corner. I can't believe that it's Wednesday. By the way, what else is just around the corner is my Classics by Request show. If you've got something special you'd like to hear, I am currently planning Friday's playlist. Go to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest and let me know something that you'd like to hear. There's also a form on our website if you just navigate over to the Shows tab. That is kansaspublicradio.org.
Montgomery, Alabama has been central to shaping the U.S. as the cradle of the Confederacy and the birthplace of the Civil Rights Movement. Now some residents say history is repeating itself.
Everything that's going on now, we've already been through. We have been through the hate. We've suffered the hate.
I'm Elsa Chang, The View from Montgomery on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you on KPR weekdays starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. All righty, NPR News is up next, and then I've got some more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
It's up more than 1,100 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. Marie Antoinette's favorite opera, Sylvain, that was the overture from it by Gretry. I am Destiny, and we just heard again from Stefan Sanderling and the Orchestra of Brittany here on Kansas Public Radio. They played a little something for us last hour. I hope you're all doing well. I've got a beautiful Swedish spring song coming up, and I also thought that I needed to plan something epic for this hour. So, at around 10:15, we will be hearing a very epic symphony, indeed. This Swedish spring song actually says, "Beautiful May, welcome." I know it's still April, right? Yes. I love May, though. May is one of my favorite months of the year. So, why not think about it early? Put a smile on our face. I've got William Baker conducting the William Baker Festival Singers right now. A Swedish spring song on KPR. Spring song, a Swedish spring song here on KPR by the William Baker Festival Singers. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. It's perfect for our spring weather. At the end of the hour, I've got Something Beautiful on Harp by a composer that you can hear at the Topeka Symphony this weekend, Rina Ismail. She's the music the symphony is playing is Remember. For me today, I've got for you Inconvenient Wounds. That's going to be a really interesting listen towards the end of the hour. I'd like to also give a shout out to businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields. Your generous donations helped to make our membership drive possible last week. Thank you so much. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And now something epic for you. Sasson's Organ Symphony No. 3. It's a really great symphony. And when the organ comes in, I think epic is a pretty good word. I've got Jean Martineau conducting the National Orchestra of France. Enjoy on Kansas Public Radio. The National Orchestra of France here on KPR. Wow. Doing an epic job performing Camille Sasson's Symphony No. 3, the organ symphony. I love that symphony. When the organ comes in, it is just so grand. Mm. Speaking of symphonies, you can go hear the Topeka Symphony tomorrow night, play music by a composer, Rina Esmail. I've got something by her coming up on harp. It's really pretty. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings. All right, yes, tomorrow night, what's today? It's Wednesday. I'm like, it's Friday. Saturday night at 7:30, the Topeka Symphony has a great program, including the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, one of my faves. Go to their website, topekasymphony.org, and you can see everything they're playing, including Stravinsky's Petrushka and something by the composer Rina Esmail. I found a recording of Yolanda Condonassis on harp performing her Inconvenient Wounds from 2021. Let's take a listen together here on KPR. Rina Esmail's Inconvenient Wounds from 2021. Very interesting here on KPR. That was Yolanda Condonassis on harp. A composer that you can actually hear music Saturday, 7:30 p.m., topekasymphony.org. And on that orchestra concert, they're also playing Stravinsky's Petrushka and one of my favorite violin concertos of all time, the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Speaking of Tchaikovsky, I've got his Souvenir de Florence coming up next hour. It's a Florence hour. Misha Maisky on cello will be joining the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra for that performance. So it's probably going to be very dramatic. I'm also opening with something really neat by Julius Fuchik. It's Florentiner or Florentiner for those of you. There's, you know, it's tomato, tomato, many ways to say things. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. I really appreciate you all being here. The sun is shining. That's a good sign. It's KPR.
Montgomery, Alabama.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR, starting at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. And Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Dow is up 1,260 points, the NASDAQ up 650. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Originally called the Grand Italian March, all about Florence, Italy, here on KPR. That was Julius Fuchik, the composer. A symphonic wind performance, the Cleveland Symphonic Winds, Frederick Fennell. I am Destiny. Welcome. This is our last hour of the morning together. I know Jeff Watson is in with music for you this afternoon. I'm sure it will be fantastic. I've got something over the hills and far away at around 11:45. So you don't want to go anywhere to miss that. That was about as obvious as a hint as I can give. Right now, speaking of Florence, why don't we listen to Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence? I say that about so much music. One of my favorites. Really is, though. I have a lot of favorites. I should make a favorites list. It would be very long. This is the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, joined by Misha Maisky on cello. So like I said last hour, this will probably be very dramatic. Let's enjoy it together now on Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶ Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence here on KPR, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, joined by Misha Maisky on cello. Yes, I know at the top there we got a couple of the movements mixed up, but you know what? That's okay. We like to mix things up here on Kansas Public Radio to keep you on your feet. At least that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Here is Over the Hills and Far Away by Frederick Delius on KPR. Over the Hills and Far Away by Delius here on KPR. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. It is noon and Jeff Watson is in with more classical music for you. I will see you tomorrow. Support for classical music on KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsworth Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and support for news on KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the genre-defying music of jazz drummer and activist Terry Liney Carrington on Saturday, April 18th. Tickets at follytheater.org. Hope you all enjoy the sunshine out there. Try to enjoy it before the rain moves in for the weekend. Hope you all have a super duper rest of your day. Thanks so much for being here with me this morning on Kansas Public Radio. NPR News up next.
Live from NPR News.